morning, Karen. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well. Arguably, this could be the best day's racing we've ever seen in Sydney tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a great day. Obviously, big card with some massive prize money on offer and some great Group 1 races as well. So they're going to be hard fought out, and, I'm going there with some nice chances.
We're going to have a chat to the Rosehill track manager, Sean Patterson, just after 9 o'clock. But what's the weather in Sydney like today, and what are you expecting the track to be tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm in the eastern suburbs, and it's sort of broken cloudy now. We had a bit of dash of rain overnight. I'm not 100% sure what they had at Rosehill overnight. But I rode Rosehill on Tuesday morning, and it was softer than last Saturday. It's going to be damp track. It's going to be heavy, and I'm just hoping that they don't get too much more rain leading up into tomorrow's meeting. It's going to be wet enough without another 5 or 10 or 20 mils landing on it. So we'll wait and see what unfolds.
How do you think your filly Exhilarates, who was an impressive winner of the Magic Millions, will handle a genuinely wet track?
Yeah, well, the stable has said that she's been moving fine at home on the damp conditions. So I didn't ride her on Tuesday morning, but you get some confidence that the stable are happy with her. And she had the little let up after the Magic Millions run. She had was about 2 months in between runs, and James had left a little bit in the tank to improve on. So it was a pass marking run when she ran second to Tenley, and if we can improve that a little bit more, which I'm sure she will fitness wise, then she's got to be a player. She's drifted right out in the market, but she's a quality 2-year-old filly in her own right, and I must admit it's a stellar lineup. You've got great winning form coming from every angle of the last 2 months, 2-year-old races. So it's going to take a PB to win, that's for sure. And one thing you do know is Izzy Race will give her best. She's shown that she's a pretty determined little filly, and we're going to find out where she stacks up tomorrow.
You rode Tenley at her first two starts. Did you have the choice between Tenley and Exhilarates last start and also in the slipper?
Well, it's a bit of a long story. Initially, J-Mac was booked onto Sword, and so I sort of went into the Riesling thinking, OK, I'll ride Exhilarates in this, and then I spoke with James and said we sort of had the choice between the fillies, depending on how they ran, obviously with J-Mac being on the colt. So then to Sword went wrong, so I pulled the wrong rein there, and J-Mac went on Tenley, and obviously he sticks aboard. So it's just one of those things. And look, I've got a good filly of my own, right? And it's probably every reason to think Tenley will be very hard to beat. But it's a case of my filly having that little bit of improvement on fitness, which gives me some confidence going into tomorrow's race.
Where do you think she's rated, Exhilarates, amongst the Godolphin Army?
Look, it's hard to tell. They've all been running at a high level. Microphone and Pinsec was dominant down there, so she might be second or third pick or maybe even fourth pick. I haven't spoke to James at length about that, but that's sort of neither here nor there with me. It's either I've just got to concentrate on trying to get the best out of my filly and trying to get the best run we can. We've obviously drawn out a little bit. It'll be really interesting to see how the track's racing and the wide draw. The track might just help offset that wide draw. Obviously, it's a hairpin bend, so you've got to try and cut the corner to some degree. So we'll just see. It's going to be interesting to keep a focus on how that track's racing.
Well, she ran over the top of them in the Magic Millions, so is that what you're expecting to be a similar style for her tomorrow?
All depends on tempo, Michael, yeah. If the pressure's on, then we'll ride accordingly. The other day, she jumped and raced a little bit gassy, a little bit keen, up behind the speed, and that probably didn't help her finishing effort either. So it'd be nice to get a little drag along sort of midfield or somewhere tomorrow. And if she switches off really well, then she that helps with her finishing effort.
Got a phenomenal book, including The Autumn Sun in the Rosehill Guineas. Everyone's been waiting for him to step up to 2,000 metres, and he does that tomorrow on a soft surface. He's won on a soft 7 before in the Hobartville. Any queries tomorrow, or could this just be a space job?
Well, look, we've got to get the job done. There's a few there having a crack at the title, but he should be unbeaten on heavy, and that gives you confidence with the track. And I've always thought that after this trip is going to suit the horse. So we'll find out more about that tomorrow. But you know, he's pleased in the run since. And it's a couple of times I've been on him, he seems happy. And look, it looks his race again tomorrow. So can't wait to get back on back aboard him, you know.
And you get back on board Avilius in the Randvet as well. How's he been working after a disappointing run in the Australian Cup?
Yeah, I haven't actually been on his back either. He did loom in the Australian Cup and then didn't round it right off. So I think James was happy to get him back to Sydney, and he said, you know, a bit of cut in the ground would be no worries. He's drawn a little bit of an awkward gait, so we're just going to try and get the right run on him in what looks a pretty even and competitive Randvet.
There's no doubt about that. And Red Zell, your warrior, we know he loves the wet. Any concerns, 59.5?
Oh, look, you've got to be a little bit concerned, but, you know, he's in a handicap. Maybe that heavy track just helps offset that weight, you know. We know that he enjoys it, and it might just slow down a few of the others. But we've drawn a middle peg there, and you know, we didn't have the run of the race last time, and Baller Muscle got a bit of a run on us, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out tomorrow. There's obviously a little bit of speed there, and we're a front-running horse or an on-speed horse anyway as well. So the horse has pulled up great since that run. He'll be that little bit fitter, knowing how the Snowden's getting ready, and looking forward to seeing how he goes tomorrow. One thing about him is he's used to carrying big weights, so 58 or 59 is not going to hinder him. It's just a matter of whether the horses that are better off at the weights can rip by him that last bit.
He got beaten as an odds-on favourite first up. He was only just nutted, but did he give you the feel that he's going as well as ever?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, he should have won the other day with better luck in running and in a better scenario for the first two furlongs. So he's going great, the horse. He can't fault him.
Earlier in the day, you're on one of the new boom horses in Sydney. He's going to start an odds-on favourite, Classique Legend. Gee, he's been impressive in his first two starts. How good is this horse?
Yeah, he is. You know, we've got to try and damp him down a little bit because he beat Bordelon Wednesday horses there the other day. So, you know, he's meeting a much better lineup there on Saturday. He's pretty short in the market.
Mm.
I couldn't believe it when I rolled open the paper this morning and he's $1.85 or something. But, you know, he's a quality horse. He moved nicely on wet ground the other morning. And, you know, he's a horse that can bounce out and get a front spot, which might just suit there tomorrow. He's trained on well, and I know that Les is really happy with him. So looking forward to seeing how he goes tomorrow against some of the bigger, better boys that he's tackling.
He's looked really strong at the finish, and as you've said, against lesser class, but do you think he's got the ability to make the step up?
Yeah, it's a listed race, and he's a group horse in waiting, so, you know, we're expecting a bold showing tomorrow. You know, he done it quite soft the other day. I didn't even give him a reminder, and he rolled to the line with what felt like a bit in hand. So you'd like to think that there's a bit more to offer once he gets challenged, or once there's a bit of a challenge in front of him. So that'll come tomorrow.
And you're on Traro in the Mannion, who's a nice Sydney Cup horse in the making. We saw him win at Flemington on Melbourne Cup Day on that really heavy track, so the wet shouldn't be any issue. And gee, ran well last start.
Yeah, he did. He was second up there last start and put up a great effort. The leader, I Am, led him one, and we were back and trying to sort of wheel into it from the 600, and he kept coming. He's going to be better for the run, and you know, out of 2,400 is a natural progression. As you said, the ground should be okay for him as well. Just drawn barrier one, so I've got to get hopefully a little bit of tempo on for him and just to help him relax. He grabbed the bridle a little bit the other day. So it'll be nice just to get him switched off, and that'll see him attack the line. So it'll be a stepping stone towards the Sydney Cup, I'm sure of.
Has your lovely wife, Kathy, got a little interest in Traro?
No. Some mates of ours over in the UK have a share in him, so
right.
Doing best for them, and they're looking forward to try and getting over the line for them.
Well, it's an unbelievable book. One horse that you'll need to pull something out of the hat with is Girl Tuesday. What's happened to her this timing?
Yeah, I think it's been a case of not having everything go away the last couple of times. She's meeting better company now as well. But now she's getting out to 1900, 2000, which is, I think, her best trip to show her best. Most of her runs have been sort of at a 1400 and a mile, 1500 and a mile. So she's, as I said, she's meeting better company now, so she needs to step up and prove herself. And tomorrow we'll give her a chance to do that up to 1900.
You won a Golden Slipper before with Sepoy. It's a huge day. Obviously, the Autumn Sun's about $1.30. I won't give you that. But who do you think is your best ride outside of the Autumn Sun tomorrow?
I think I'm looking forward to a heap of them. But, you know, I'm really excited by the Grey Horse, Classic Legend. He's an exciting horse. And and can't wait to get on his back. But overall, just can't wait to get there. It's big days racing, and I've got some great rides.
Yeah, you certainly do. Good luck tomorrow, Kieran.
Thanks, Michael.